spooky session begins. This is your reading for Wednesday, May 22nd. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVX Media Net on Instagram or TikTok. Our cards today. The theme is the Wheel of Fortune. The keywords here are improving fortunes and positive changes. The tool card is Death, meaning transformation, transition, renewal, or rebirth. The obstacle card is the Nine of Swords, fear, anxiety, negativity. The advice card is the Nine of Pentacles. The message for this is move your resources to the path in front of you, even if the destination seems uncertain. Sixth instinct today is hospitality. This is the special ability to provide an open home and warm welcome to those in need of food, lodging, and fellowship. The angel number is the 444444. Message of it is protection. I don't know if message is the right word, but protection is the word that comes attached to it. And the keywords, which is different from that, because reasons, change, rebellion, and character. True intention today is trick. The message of which is, I have ill intentions and may be planning on deceiving you. All right, let's put this whole thing together here. So is the Wheel of Fortune a good theme? The short answer is yes. The long answer is yes. It is for a while, but it's not meant to last. The Wheel of Fortune is a symbol of the cyclical nature of life, specifically as it pertains to, wait for it, our fortunes. No shit, right? There's going to be good times, there's going to be bad times. Be prepared for all of them. The philosophical school of thinking of Stoicism tells us to never let our emotions take us to any extremes in either direction because of the Wheel of Fortune's message. But it doesn't explicitly name the Wheel of Fortune as the reasoning. Don't let the good times get to your head, because the wheel is going to turn. Your spot on the wheel is going to trend downward as the wheel spins, and it's not going to be fun. Is this good? It requires an asterisk, but yes. So our tool to maximize this period of positive fortune is embracing transition. The Death card is a great one to get. Despite its name and the connotations that the name carries, it's really good and has a very powerful message behind it. Now, our obstacle today in embracing these changes is straightforward. Fear of the unknown and worrying things are being left unresolved. These feelings are what will keep us from being able to fully embrace the good things that are coming into our lives. The underlying advice today is to trust our instincts. Trust our feet as they move us forward, even if we don't clearly see the destination. This is, to me, it comes across as one of those, with air quotes, just gotta do it kinds of advice. You know, the easier said than done reductivism that is just immensely annoying. I get it. I see it. It comes across to me that way as well. The angel number complements the message of the reading overall, though, in suggesting that our fortunes are trending upward and that it's best to move our resources in the direction of our current ambitions, and also to trust yourself as you walk on what feels like an uncertain path, whose destination is probably exactly what we're hoping for, even if we can't see it. So it's the stars are aligning for this one. So as much as I hate to say it, you just gotta trust the process. It's what it seems like it's coming out as. The sixth instinct has a few interpretations that fit the overall message of today's reading. The first of which is aligning with the angel number. Now, the 444 suggests that as we move forward on our path to greater things, you know, like the theme and the tool card also say, people who will help us in these endeavors will naturally be drawn to us. Their aims are probably similar to ours, so it's natural for us to encounter each other. The sixth instinct comes into play in this scenario by suggesting that we be receptive and open to these new people, and we keep our cynicism and jadedness in check. The other interpretation that comes to mind is the sixth instinct being a counter to the obstacle. We can avoid pessimism and fear of change and instead be welcoming of it. By keeping a general air of hospitality in mind, just having that be our demeanor. Think of the changes, positive changes specifically. These changes in circumstance are people, and we welcome them warmly into our lives, and that's how that will give them reason to stay. The true intention today lines up, I think, with the obstacle card. Rather than being welcoming of the positive incoming changes that the pretty much the entire reading is suggesting, we are instead weary of everyone and everything that's unknown to us because fucking reasons. I don't know. So why you would receive positive changes and well-intentioned people with an overwhelming degree of skepticism, cynicism, and incredulity is way beyond any guidance that I can give you. If that's truly how you feel when you talk to people, I highly recommend getting professional help. I don't mean that to sound condescending. That's a really sad way to live your life. And you deserve better than that. Right. So on that cheerful note, let's get ourselves wrapped up here. How I put all this together, I record it every week. I publish it at the end of the week. You could see it on Patreon. Go look us up, LVX Media Net, there, just as we are everywhere. Hit the Ooky Spooky tier, and you can see exactly how I do it, which decks I pick and why, how they're shuffled, how they're dealt, how the stone comes out, etc. You'll get to see that from a bird's eye view. The camera sits right above my workspace, so that's fun. Questions, comments, concerns about whatever the fuck, 833-589-7637. You can call or text. It's anonymous either way. I don't know who you are if you don't tell me. What else? If you want your audio cut into the show, any show for that matter, you'd call, go straight to voicemail, and, leave your spicy takes there. It's 833-LUX-PODS. You can't go wrong. It's spelled out. Right. Personal readings are available if you want one. It's completely free. Just go to luxmediashows.com, hit the spooky button, scroll down a little bit, fill out the form, give me as much detail as you are comfortable sharing with me. Keep in mind, if you don't give me detail to work with, I can't give you a detailed reading in return. So, yes, keep that in mind as you fill that out. Scroll through the deck art. Pick the one that you like. I feel like because we're not in a room together and we're not, physically near each other, the deck art that you select is your analog and it'll be your stand-in for the reading. So that's kind of fun. And while you're on luxmediashows.com, you could check out some of the other shit that we get up to. Various topics. And we're always looking for more, so keep your eyes glued over there. But in the meantime, I will see you tomorrow. Same Mookie time, same spooky place.